The Whispering Woods. When Emma's town announced the old lantern-lit trail through the forest, we opened for the annual mid-autumn night walk. Every child in Willow Creek begged to be the first to explore it. The trail began at the edge of the schoolyard, ran its way between ancient oaks and seemed to lean together and whisper to each other when the wind blew. Emma loved riddles and mysteries, so she begged her mother for permission. "Just stay with the other children," her mother warned. "Listen to the grown-ups. They tell you to turn back." The night of the walk, the moon was a thin silver slice. A thin mist curled around the roots of the trees. Lanterns hung from the crooked branches, flames flickering like nervous fireflies. The other children chattered and laughed, their boots crunching over dead leaves. Halfway down the path, the lanterns spluttered and went out, one by one, until the forest was black as ink. A hush fell over the group. Emma felt a cold breath as on the back of her neck, as if someone or something had turned to look at her. "Stay close," whispered Mr. Hollow, the town librarian who led the walk. He shone the flares of his pocket torch, but the light seemed to be swallowed by the darkness ahead. Then a soft, sing-song voice floated through the trees. "Little ones, come first. Come find the secret door where witches wander forevermore." Children froze. Emma's heart thumped like a drum. She knew the old stories the elders told, stories of a hidden clearing where a stone archway stood, guarded by a stone face that never smiled. They said a child who entered the arch never returned, from the arch was a mouth full of wishes and kept the children forever. "Did you hear that?" Emma whispered to herself. "It's the secret door." She glanced at the others. Their faces were pale, eyes were wide, but none of them moved. Mr. Hollow's torch flickered, casting strange shadows that made the trees look like twisted hands reaching for them. A low rustle came from the underbrush. Emma's breath caught. A pair of glowing eyes, bright amber, peered out from the darkness. The creature that stood forward was not a wolf nor a bear, but something that seemed to be made of twisted bark and twangled vines, the bark skin creaking as it moved. "Who are you?" Emma shouted, trying to sound brave. The creature answered a voice that sounded like a rustling leaves in a storm. "I am the guardian of the watching Whispering Woods. I guard the secret door. Those who break it will pay the price." Mrs. Hollow stepped forward to his torch spluttering again and shouted, "We're just children. Turn back. We leave." Hollow keeper's eyes narrowed. "You have already listened. The door calls you now." Sudden gust of wind ripped through the clearing. The faint silvery outline of a stone arch peered in the mist, its surface slick with dew. The arch seemed to pulse like a heartbeat, and a faint, inviting hum rose from within. Emma felt a tug at her mind, a promise of adventure where she could be the hero, where every question had an answer. She imagined the thrill of stepping through, discovering a world beyond the worlds. Now Charles' faces turned to stone and mouths open in silent screams, but Emma could not see them. Jacob's gaze held her firmly. She took a step forward. The arch swallowed her in a flash of cold light. The world went silent. When the morning sun rose over the Willow Creek, children and parents gathered at the edge of the forest, calling for their lost ones. The lanterns lay broken on the ground. The mist had faded, leaving only the faint outline of a stone arch that glimmered in the morning dew. Smooth surface, its ancient stone facing, finally smiling. No child ever emerged from the Whispering Woods ever again. Charles folk whispered that it was, if you listen closely in a moonless night, you can still hear Emma's voice echoing through the trees, begging anyone who passes, "Turn back, turn back." The arch stands waiting, patient, for next curious heart to hear its song. Ha 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 ha!